This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechipiri kurume 15 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti ezvinhu zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Gore ra 2014 to 2015 mvura haina kunaya futi zvakakwana. Zvinova izvo zviri kuita kuti vana vapinde pamatambudziko ekuwana chikafu. Saka gwaro ritabuditsa iri riri kutaura izvo kuti vana vemataura ivavo havasi kuwana chikafu chakakwana panguva yakakwana.
Hurumende inoti vanhu vanoda rubatsiro rwechikafu munyika vave kusvika mamiriyoni mana, ukuwo sangano reUNICEF richiti vana zviuru makumi matatu nezvitatu vave kurwara nezvirwere zvekushaya chikafu. Gurukota rezveumhizha mukufambiswa kwemashoko vasupamande wanzira vanoti hurumende haisi kuzorambidza vanhu kushandisa WhatsApp.
Vati muri hamusisiri chachi, isu tichava kuita izvi. Kisu kala kukonanga kakora taka tumwa kukamu makarati. Unafuna uti ituna moja, tingati ya makeni, tichuwa, kuzo, kuya kuno, tichuwa watuma.
Vaiwe guru kuotarununa nezvemasvingo vakuda kwashe basikiti vanoti mutungamiri wenyika varobert mbune varobert mugabe mbune ndo vakatumira mauto kuti avatsigire mukutsvaga rutsigiro musarudzo dza 2008 idzo dzakave nemhirizhonga yakanyanya. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kustudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Sangano reUnited Nations Children's Education Fund kana kuti UNICEF rinoti zvirwere zvevana zvinokonzerwa nekushaya chikafu chakakwana zviri kukwira zvisati zvamboonekwa mukati memakore gumi nemashanu sezvo vana vanodarika makumi matatu ezviuru vari kuda rubatsiro nechimbichimbe. Mugwaro raraburitsa nhasi sangano iri rinoti riri kushanda nemamwe masangano anopa rubatsiro pamwe nehurumende mukuona kuti vana ava vavaniswa kudya kunovaka muviri pamwe nemvura yekunwa yakachena. Sangano iri rinoti riri kupemha mari inoita mamiriyoni makumi maviri nerimwe emadhora kuti ikwanise kuendesa mberi zvirongwa zvayo zvekubatsira vana ava. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yataita nava Blessing Zindi vanovenyanzvi inoona nezvenjodzi musangano reUNICEF pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Sekuziva kwamunoita, Zimbabwe pamwe nenyika dzakati wandei dziri muno muSouthern Africa dziri kushaya chikafu nenyaya yekuti mvura haina kunaya zvakakwana gore rapera pamwe zvine gore rino. Asi hazvina kutanga ipapo. Gore ra 2014 to 2015 mvura haina kunaya futi zvakakwana. Zvinova izvo zviri kuita kuti vana vapinde pamatambudziko ekuwana chikafu. Izvi zvichikonzerwa nekuti mumba mevanenge vachigara munenge musina chikafu chakakwana. Saka gwaro ritabuditsa iri riri kutaura izvo kuti vana vemataura ivavo havasi kuwana chikafu chakakwana panguva yakakwana.
Saka imi sesangano zvii zvamuri kutarisirawo kuita pakurerutsa ndima iyi?
Sesangano tine mudonzo rekubatsira vana. Saka pakubatsira vana apa isusu tine zvirongwa zvakati wande, asi chakakosha chirongwa chekuti vana vawane kudya kwakakwana. Isusu seUNICEF tiri kunobatsira vana vanenge vachirwara nechirwere chekushaya chikafu chakakwana. Tichavapa mushonga yekuti vasarware. Mushonga uyu vanopiwa sechikafu. Saka tichapa vana chikafu, asi chikafu chinopiwa kumakliniki yatinoti therapeutic food pachirungu. Ndo zvatiri kuronga takanangana nevana ava vanenge varwara nenyaya yekushaya chikafu. SeUNICEF tinonangana futi nenyaya yemvura neutsanana. Saka isusu tichaona kuti zviborani zviri mumaruzevha zvisiri kushanda nenyaya yekuti zviri kuwandirwa. Tichazvigadzirisa kuti vanhu asi takanyanya kunangana nevana vawane mvura yakachena.
Taonawo kuti mugwaro renyu muri kuti muri kutsvaga rubatsiro rwemari inoita $21 million. Mari iyi muri kuitsvaga kubva kunani?
Gwaro reUNICEF rinoshanda nevatinoti madonor agencies akati wandei, kana kuti even vatinoti maindividual donors, vanhu vanenge vachikwanisa kubatsira.
Vanga vari vaBlessings Zindi vanovenyanzvi inona nezvenjodzi musangano reUNICEF vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Zvichakadaro, gurukota rinoona nezvemabasa nekugara kwakanaka kwevanhu amai Priska Mfumira vakaudza bepanhau reHerald kuti vanhu vanopfuura mamiriyoni mana munyika vanoda rubatsiro rwechikafu. Izvi zvinonzi zviri kukonzerwa nekusanaya zvakanaka kwemvura uye kusamira zvakanaka kwezvinhu mumapurazi. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vakatoisa chikumbiro kuti nyika nemasangano ekunze vabatsire Zimbabwe. Gurukota rinoona nezveumhizha neumhetura mukufambiswa kwemashoko kana kuti information technology vasupamandowanzira vanoti hurumende haina urongwa hwekudzivisa vanhu kushandisa WhatsApp, Viber nezvimwe panhare mbozha dzavo sezvanga zvokurudzirwa nevamwe vemakambani embozha nhare. Vemakambani aya vanonzi vari kuda kuti vanonzi vari kuti vari kutadza kuita mari nekuda kwekushandiswa kwezvinhu zvakaita seWhatsApp. Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata vamandowanzira kuti tinzwe zvizhinji.
Ichokwadi kuti vakambani anoita zvenhare muno, kunyanyanya vanoita nhare dzekufamba nadzo mobile phone, vakauya kudeni segurukota rinoona nezvenhare vachiti iyo mari yavanowana pabasa ravo yaakuita ichidirira kuburikidza nekuti makastomers avo aakushandisa maservices yakafanana na WhatsApp, ana Viber, vana Skype, awo asingavabhadhare kana achinge ashandiswa nekuti vanhu havachafona nefoni vaakufona neWhatsApp. Zvaakureva kuti mari yanga ichashandiswa kufona iyeye haisiri kupinda mukambani. Saka vaikumbira kuti ene hurumende yatarisa nyaya iyi kuti pamwe itakwanisa kuti irambidze makambani akaita sana WhatsApp, ana Skype nana Viber kuti vange vachishandisa manetwork edu ari muno pachena, asi kuti vabhadhare mari yakawanda kana kuti tiabhane kuti asapinde kwanise kupinda muno. Asi takati aiwa, isiri hurumende inotasa zviri kumberi inoda kuti iro. Tikati aiwa, ngatishande pamwepo tichadhewo vana vedu vemuno muZimbabwe vatofanira kupigira nemari kuti vagadzirewo zvinhu zvakafanana sana WhatsApp, zvakafanana nana Viber kana kuti vana Skype.
Vari kuzvitambira sei?
Aiwa, vakazvitambira zvakanaka chaizvo. Tiri kushanda navo zvokutoti kubva musi watanga January 1, 2016 patooneka humwe kaapo kari kubva mumari dzinobhadharwa navanhu vanoshandisa nhare, takatonangana nebasa iroro rekuti titsvage vana mumayunivhesitis, mumacolleges, mumasecondary school vane njere, vane ruzivo uye vane chido chekuti vadevelope kana kuti kugadzira maapplications iyaya anogona kushandiswa pambozvanhare. Kana angava magames, angava maapplications anokwikwidzana nana Viber, anokwikwidzana nana WhatsApp.
Gurukota rinoona nezveumhizha neumhetura mukufambiswa kwemashoko kana kuti information technology vasupamandowanzira vachitaura parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Vaimbove gurukota rinoona nezvedunhu remasvingo vakuda kwashe basikiti vanoti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe Mbune ndo vakasiya mauto achienda kumatunhu ose enyika kunovatsvagira rutsigiro musarudzo dzemuna 2008. Sarudzo idzi dzakaita mhirizhonga inotyisa uye vanhu vanopfuura zana nemakumi mashanu veMDCT vakafa, vakawanda vakapisirwa nekutiza misha yavo. Sarudzo dzechipiri dzemutungamiri wenyika hadzina kuzoitwa mushure mekunge vatsvangirai vati nyika yainge yaberekera ingwe. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yaitwa naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7 navaBasikiti.
mauto akazouya mu-2008 pasure pekuti vatangira wanga vahwina election vamugabe vaziwa saka mauto anokomandiwa nacommander in chief of the defence forces saka vanga vaziwa vacho ndo vakazokomanda kuti chingai munotibetsera kuti riraniyi ichiita neumwe mutongo saka pu haasiri munhu wese wemuzano pf wakakomanda kuti mauto ainde aiwa ende mauto acho aitofosa nyange mayuti ezano acho achitonaweva kuti indai mundoita basa iri vachikomandiwa vakabatirwa futi saka vese vaiti vaviolence mayuti ezano aikomandiwa kuti aite violence asingadi nemauto oitira kuti violence kune veopposition zvinova zviri rongo zvese saka hapana zvese zvaingova rongo maitiro acho muzano nekuopposition hakuna anozvida zviviolence izvi nekuti zvaingoitirwa kusevha munhu umwe anga azviwa sitakahwina zvisina violence ndandiri mp ndatoelektwa pasina weopposition aroga
saka pakauya mauto aya kuna 2008 vachitsvagira vamugabe rutsigiro vaikuudzai kuti kudise maMP
vaiti imwi hamusisiri incharge isu tisava kuita izvi tisu tava kukomanda basa ratakatumwa kubva mumaparati unofunga kuti isu masoja tingasiya makembi tichiuya kuuya kuno tisina watituma ende masoja hatikomandiwine povhu imwe muri povhu saka tava kukomanda isu sevanongozviitira voga
vaimbova gurukota runoona nezvedunhu remasvingo vakuda kwachebhasikiti vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Sangano reZimbabwe Peace Project kana kuti ZPP rinoti riri kushushikana zvakanyanya nenyaya yemhirizhonga yezvematongerwo enyika iri kuitika. ZPP mashoko ayo kuvatori venhau inoti iri kushushikana nekurohwa kwevatsigiri veZimbabwe People First pamwe neveMDCT nevanofungidzirwa kunzi vatsigiri veZANU PF. Sangano iri rakurudzira vanhu kuti varemekedze bumbiro remitemo. Ratiwo mapato ezvematongerwo enyika anofanira kutsiura vatsigiri vavo kuti vasaite mhirizhonga uye kuti mapurisa asunge vose vanoita zvemhirizhonga. Mutongi wedare ramagistrate Mugweru muzvare Patekile Msipa nasi vapa mukana wekubvisa mari yechibatiso kuna meya weguta reGweru vaHamutendi Kombai pamwe nevamwe vavo vaviri vanoti mutevedzeri wavo vaAtwell Machikorauta pamwe nemunyori mukuru akambomiswa basa vaDaniel Matau. Vatatu ava vabvisiswa mari inoita madhora mazana maviri pamunhu uye vanzi vasiye magwara avo ekufambisa kumunyori wedare pamwe nekuzviratidza kumapurisa kamwe chete pasvondo kusvika vadzoka zvakare kudare musi wa15 mwedzi unouya. Vatatu ava vakasungwa svondo rapera vachipomerwa mhosva yekusashandisa zvakanaka mari inoita madhora zviuru zvisere nemazana manomwe ane madhora makumi matatu nematatu. Kubva mugore ra2015 kusvika pakati pegore rapera ndo panonzi vatatu ava havana kubata mari zvakanaka. Rimwe remagweta ari kumirira vatatu ava vaAtwell Chinamatira vanoti varume ava vari kuramba mhosva yavari kupomerwa vachiti hapana panobatwa mari nameya kana mutevedzeri wake. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yataita navaChinamatira pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Vatatu ava vanosanganisira Hamutendi Kombai, Atwell Machirauda naDaniel Matau vapiwa bheu vaganziwo vabhadhare mari inoita $200 vanzi zvakare nedare vasanyidze mapasipoti uye kuti vayambirwa nedare kuti vasaingasiya nemafakazi vehurumende. Saka tiri kupara chaizvo zvinoratidza kuti matare edu haatiri kuita basa ravo nezveunyanzvi kunyange zvazvo pedi yanga ichipopodza ichishandisa simba rose asina izvozvo vafanira kupiwa bheo. Izvi zvinova zvatiradza zvikuru.
tinoona kuti vasungwa vanga vapedza maawa anodarika makumi mana nemasere kana kuti 48 hours vari muusungwa. Vana kunge vachikorerwa here kodzero dzavo tichitarisa bumbiro remutemo?
Kodzero dzavo hatingati dzanga dzati dzachikorwa, asi zvinoratidza kuti maitiro anga achiita sei zvanga zvisina zvatingati pachirungu kuti sei, tichitarisira kuti vanhu ava vakapinzwa muchitobi musi weThursday musi waday vakararamo vakazoudzwa kudare musi weSaturday. Saturday yacho yavakaunzwa kudare, nyaya yacho yakazopinda kuma12 izvo zvanga zviri kuitira kuti even bail application ikaitwa ruling izoitwa musi weMonday, panga pasina mukawa wakanaka wekuti bail application iitwe ipere musi uwoyo. Saka pamutemo vakasungwawo vakaiswawo kudare within 48 hours ndizvozvo, asi izvi zvakaitirwa zvisina good faith pakuti vaikazounza vainemekerwa mhosva musi weSaturday ende time yapera kuitira kuti bail application isaitwa zvikawana ruling musi uwoyo.
Vanga vari vaAtwell Chinamatira vanovegweta riri kumirira meya weguta reGweru vaHamutendi Kombai nevamwe vavo vari parunhare muGweru neStudio 7. Vamwe vagari vekumuzarabani mudunhu remashonaland central vanoti vari kushushikana nemutero mutsva uri kudiwa nekanzuru yedunhu ravo kuti vanhu vakwanise kufambisa mombe dzavo vachidziendesa kunotengesa. Mumwe mugari wemudunhu iri vajustin Chimbwanda vanoti zvinhu zviri kuvaomera zvekuti nenyaya yekuti dunhu ravo rakatarisana nenzara uye vazhinji vave kutotengesa zvipfuwo zvavo zvakaita semombe nemari iri pasi pasi. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yaitwa naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 navachimbwanda.
Kuno zvazvina kuti batange zvekuti tikubhadha bhukugedha mari inotebwazwa mombe ega ine. Saka zvanova zvazvinya kuti bata kuno kuti gwee rakaoma kudai so. Saka tikazviya bata isusu vagari vemuzarabani kuti taakuweverwa kuti kudzara. Kudai kuita mombe dziri kukwara apo tiri kuratidza zvakare tichibatirwa nemari zvinova zvaani kuti nzara inyanya kutsvuka ropa kunzvimbo yedino. Kanzuro yedu inotanira kuve ichipera kusaite gomboko kwatiri kugadzara nemudhuru but tiri kutinaisa nechekuti takudatirwa isusu kuno kutega tega tichitaa kunzvida kutinaisa.
Saka kanzuru yakatanga kuita izvi rini? Makatanga kubhadhariswa mari dzirini uyezve dzinenge dzichinzi ndedzei?
Padangu dzitatu dzibatirwa rezii zviri dzikaridi yekuti kadzi iwane zviratidzwa zvayo iratidze kuunganidzawo kunzvimbo yayo zviratidzwa zvayo iwane mubhenefiti ipapo ikwanise kuvakwa kunzvimbo yayo ndomaanikwadosaka rakuzotwa rezii.
Pamunenge muri kubhadhara mari idzi munenge muchiendesa mombe kupi?
Tichiranga dzekukwara tichiranga kutengesa kukwara kuti tikaza nzara yakatibata kuno.
Mombe pari zvino dziri kutengwa mari kwamunoenda kunotengesa uko?
Kukwara kweizvozvi kwazviratidzikire nokuda kwenzara kuti unohamba svinguku vava kutengesa mombe dzaedu $50 saka zvinowanika dzichiendesa kukwara kwakwara kuda ambadzikisa prize ndiye kuti mombe dzawandisa ikoko.
Kana munhu ane mombe dzake dzaari kuda kuenda kunotengesa muri kuwanikwa muchibhadhariswa mari pamombe imwe?
Pamombe ega ega chisiroti pamupurisa kupirwa nemapurisa kubvisa yepenity $10 kubvisa $50 yetransport kuenda ikoko kuzobvisa $10 yebhukugedhi yakati kuuyai ovataisvikaikoobei tikwanise kutengesa.
Saka izvi zviri kukukanganisai sei uyezve zvii zvamuri kuda kuti hurumende iite kugadzirisa dambudziko renyu iri?
Izvi zvinonyaya kutikanganisa kuti aiwo isusu tawatika tichachengeta zvipfuwo izvi zvitibatsire kana paya dambudziko seiroriapira hurumende pamusoro paizvozvo mhuka yakuti takaomerwa iwatika zvakare yakona kutora mari pamusoro pokuwedzere kwatii ozvanyanya kutibata izvozvozvo ndaiyakatiziva zviita takaguda aiwa taitire aiwa patsvei.
Mugari wekumuzarabani mudunhu remashonaland central vajustin Chimbwanda vachitaura naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7. Nasi sachigaro yekomiti yedare reparamende inona nezvematunhu amai Irene Zindi nekomiti yavo vanga vari muchitungwiza vachiona mafambisiro ari kuitwa basa nekanzuru. Mukuseya nyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata vaMavelous Kumalo vanove mukuru wesangano revagariri rechitungwiza Residence Trust.
Kutanga kwemwedzi wapera waFebruary, Portfolio Committee yeLocal Government iyo yatinonyanya kushanda nayo inotungamirirwa navaIrene Zindi yakadaidza vakuru vekanzuru, mayor natown clerk vakaendawo ikoko kunomira pamberi pekomiti iyi vachibvunzurudzwa maringe nemamiriro akaita service delivery mumusha wechitungwiza. Vabvako musure mesvondo isu takadaidzwawo. Saka muzvinhu zvavakawana izvozvo vakazoti vane chido chekuti vachiuya kuno kumusha. Saka hongu vakwanisa kunge vachiuya kuchitungwiza nhasi uno.
Makwanisa kutaura navo here uye vanga vachitiwo kudii?
Takwanisa kutaura navo, tikatenderera navo, tikaenda kunoona dzimba dziri paunit A muwetland, tikabvapo tikaenda paunit P pane dzimwewo dzimba dziri kuwetland. Tazopedzisira tamumusha wenyatsime uko kwakagariswa vanhu, kusina marodzi, kusina mvura, vanhu vanorarama nekuchera migodhi neisina kunyatsodzika iya. Zvakarewo vachishandisa zvimbuzi zvinonzi pachirungu zviya mablair toilets. Saka izvi isusuwo takwanisa kuvatsanangurirawo kuti zvinopa kuti vanhu vange vachiexposwa kuzvirwere. Sakawo ngavatibatsirewo vaonewo kuti zvinhu izvi zvingagadziriswa here nechimbi chimbi.
Mukuru wesangano revagari vechitungwiza chitungwiza Residence Trust vaMavelous Kumalo vari parunare muchitungwiza makare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Yasvika nguva yekuti timbotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Vanhu vemuAmerica nhasi vari kuvhota musarudzo dzemaprimary elections dzekutsvaga achamirira bato remadhemocrats nemarepublicans musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika dziri kuitwa muna Mbudzi. Vari kutungamira kumarepublicans pari zvino ishoroma vaDonald Trump, kuchitiwo kumadhemocrats ndamai Hillary Clinton. Asi vanhu vakawanda vari kutarisa zvikuru sarudzo dziri kuFlorida neOhio, sezvo vanokunda apa vanenge vaswedera pedyo nekumirira mapata avo musarudzo dzenyika. Russia nhasi yatanga kuburitsa mauto ayo muSyria mushure mekupedza mwedzi mishanu chete ichitsigira hurumende yenyika iye. Mutungamiri weRussia vaVladimir Putin vati vapedza zvavanga vachida kuita. Mumwe murimi wechidzimai amai Nomsa Mapfunde vari kushura mare vachiri mafodya kudoma kumangura kumashareland west. Chirimwa ichi chinozivikanwa chichirimwa kunyanya nevanhurume. Asi amai Mapfunde vaudza chioniso Jani weStudio 7 kuti hapana chingatadzisa madzimai kurimawo fodya.
Tobacco chirimwa chine mari yakanaka chaizvo kana uri murimi ari kutanga. Unowanikwa uchizokwanisa kutengawo kana equipment yaunozoda kushandisa nekugadzirisa zvimwe zvinhu. Nekuti ukatarisa ana Chibagara akanyatsobhadhara, asi Tobacco kairimo zvakanaka, ukateedzerawo zvinodiwa, aiwa unowanikwa uchitati uchizokwanisa kutobudirirawo semurimi.
Semurimi wechikadzi, tinokumbira kuti mutiudze zvamunosangana nazvo pakurima.
Mari yekurimisa iyi, unowanikwa uchitambudzika nekuti mabhanga edu aya haasi kukwanisa kutipowo mari. Unowanikwa muchizonzi munzi masecurity dzimwe nguva vamwe varima havana zvinhu izvozvo. Zvadaro unozoenda pakubiridza pai, kana uchibiridza nemagetsi tiri kusangana nedambudziko rinovhesa. Dzimwe nguva unoona vanoita maload shedding, nyangwe hazvo mazuva ano vanga vachiedza kusaita, asi kwanga kutisukukanaya kunodonha mapoo. Mapole akadona vanotora kana vhiki chaira vasina kuya uzogadzira. Apa munenge makuchikora fodya makupisa, zvichireva kuti mumabhani muya moto hauchauya. sisi tunashanta ni magiti. Ova waita atambu zikore kuti fogira kwenu kuna kuwa. Rubatilo kutitirime fogira. Noe ndirana kuturi kupi. Kune ma contract anopiwa dhani. Chioniso. Kune ma kamba anoguna kusarudza dhani. Uwapa. Asi imi semu zimaisho angu. Ndaka wani kwa nchungu itambega. Paka wanda pati unosanga na nina zimaiva. Nende vachirima variku. Asi dhani kubani varumi vavu. Nano wanarubetiru. Asi rubetiru kune isu mazimai anengari ega. Kashoma kutuwani. Ndaka tengesa fojga. Ndaka fojga varumi waka uye kwa ndiri. Wakati murume wanyo wali kupingi. Ayo. Ndiji ndiki. Ende zinu ziri mkunga zedu. Nema kuru ya taka ito. Kuti varume ndoda mkwanza kuita zinu. Asi ayo. Ndoda kupakuru ziro kumazimai. Kuti tina wana kurima fojga ini. Tigoenda kumarket. Tigo tengesa. Tigo gona. Asi tunoda kuti tiite ma organization edu. Ma support system ndi kuti tinobetserana.
Pane zvamunofunga here kuti hurumende inogona kubatsirai?
Hongu, ndinofunga kuti hurumende yedu inofanirwa kumbofamba mumapurazi zvakanaka. Vanyatsoona kuti varimi vari kuti mafodya ndivanani. Nekuti vanhu vanoenda pamberi chaizvo varume. Zvinofiririka chaizvo chonicho. Kuti unotozoona kuti vakutotsvaga vanhu vechirume kuti vakumirirei kumberi. Mukaenda muri mega vakadzi, havaone kunge muri serious.
Murimi wechidzimai amai Nomsa Mapfunde vachitaura parunare kudoma kumangura nachioniso January Studio 7. Vanhu vakawanda vari kutsutsumwa zvikuru nekuendeswa muunhapwa kunyika dzakaita seKuwait, Dubai neSouth Africa uko vamwe vacho vanonzi vari kumanikidzwa kuita zvechipfambi. Mapurisa anoti kune vanhukadzi vechidiki vemuZimbabwe mazana maviri vari muhunhapwa kuKuwait mushure mekunge vanyeperwa kuti kune mabasa akanaka. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yaitwa namutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 namuzvare Rindai Chekerwa avo vanoshanda nesangano reInhuman Trade kuSouth Africa.
Nyaya yehuman trafficking idambudziko riri hombe hombe ratiri kuona kuno. Ini ndinogara kuSouth Africa ndokwa ndoshandira asi tinoshanda kazhinji nevanhu vanenge vachibva kuti nekuZimbabwe vanenge vaitwa get trafficked from wherever kwavanenge vachibva ikoko vachiuya kunoko. And sekutaura kwamaita vazhinji vacho vanotrafikwa for sex slavery. Vanonzi handei kune basa kwamuka basa kuSouth Africa. Handei inirokubhadharira transport yako chako iwewe ingouya chete usina chawakabata. Munhu oti zvangu zvaita otopinda mumota kana mundege kana chero patransport ya apiwa oenda ikoko. Next thing asvika ikoko basaria hariko. Munhu akunzi iyo ndakatokukwidza bhazika saka waakundiowa watoone chikwereti changu. Asi chikwereti chacho hachiperi chinoramba chichikura. Zvombonzi netransport yandakakupa zvonzi chikafu chauri kudya rufu yauinayo pauri kugara. Saka iyoyo inonzi debt bondage ndo the biggest problem ye human trafficking. Nekuti vamwe vanhu vanoti tikuda kudzokera kumba zvonzaiwa but une mari yedu. Saka kana vaine mari yavo vanotofanira kushanda kusvikira chikwereti ichocho chapera. And since chizoti chikwereti chacho hachiperi vanhu vanoramba varimo human trafficking.
Munhu angazviziva sei kuti izvi ndezveunhapwa kana akavingwa nevanhu vachimuvimbisa basa?
Kazhinji kacho, if it's too good to be true, then it's too good to be true.
Muzvare Rindai Chekerwa ndeve sangano reInhuman Trade vanga vachitaura parunare namutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 vari muHarare. Musakanganwa vateereri kuti muchirongwa chedu cheThe Connection na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa nyaya yevanhu vari kuenda kuKuwait nedzimwe nyika vachifunga kuti vari kuenda kumabasa voguma vobatwa senhapwa. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa misoro yenhau dzanhasi. Hurumende inoti vanhu vanoda rubatsiro rwechikafu munyika vave kusvika mamiriyoni mana uko UNICEF ichiti vana zviuru makumi matatu nezvitatu vave kurwara nezvirwere zvekushaya chikafu. Gurukota rezveumhizha mukufambiswa kwemashoko vaSupermand Wanzira vanoti hurumende haisi kuzorambidza vanhu kushandisa WhatsApp. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinovimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana. Anokuonekai ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, March 15th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A former Zimbabwean minister claims that President Mugabe deployed the National Army in the 2008 presidential election runoff, in which 150 opposition party supporters were killed.
There is no one who can give in order to the military. Military is one command, and it is the commander-in-chief. And so you cannot side against what happens if you see the military all over.
UNICEF says Zimbabwe is facing its worst malnutrition rates in 15 years, as nearly 33,000 children are in urgent need of treatment for acute malnutrition.
Because of the current situation that we are in, there's an El Nino-induced drought that is sweeping across large parts of the country.
And some former ZANU-PF members vow that they will never rejoin the party, saying it is likely to lose in the 2018 general elections.
I don't see it surviving what is happening. The infighting which is taking place within the party right now signifies the end time messages for ZANU-PF. It's not going to survive.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
UNICEF says Zimbabwe is facing its worst malnutrition rates in 15 years, as nearly 33,000 children are in urgent need of treatment for acute malnutrition. In a statement, UNICEF said, as an El Nino-induced drought sweeps across large parts of the country, the number of hungry families in Zimbabwe has doubled in the past 8 months. UNICEF is now requesting $21 million to meet the humanitarian needs of children in Zimbabwe in 2016. The organization noted that two consecutive seasons of failed rains have diminished food harvests and reserves, increased the hunger and malnutrition, dried up water sources, and decimated livestock. According to the Zimbabwe Vulnerability Assessment Survey released last month, nearly 2.8 million people in rural Zimbabwe, or 30% of the rural population, will require food assistance, of which 1.4 million are children aged 18 years and below. Blessing Zinde, UNICEF emergency specialist, speaks with Studio 7 about the crisis.
Because of the current situation that we are in, there's an El Nino-induced drought that is sweeping across large parts of the country. And the number of hungry families have actually doubled in the past 8 months. From an earlier projection in May 2015 of 1.5 million people being food insecure at the peak of the hunger season, to the current projection of 2.8 million people being food insecure at the peak hunger season, which normally runs from January to March. And out of those affected, 1.4 million will be children that are aged 18 years and below.
So, as UNICEF, are you going to do anything?
As UNICEF, we have been responding to humanitarian situations of women and children in Zimbabwe and even at a global scale. But in Zimbabwe, we've got areas that we'll be looking at as UNICEF. The first area that we'll be looking at is the area of health and nutrition. Under that area, I will be focusing on ensuring that children that have got acute malnutrition in its most severe form receive what we call therapeutic food.
UNICEF is requesting US $21 million to meet the humanitarian needs. Where are you expecting this money to come from?
UNICEF works with donor agencies that support its programs. Most of our donor agencies have been external donors that have been supporting UNICEF programs globally. We also have individual donors who also support UNICEF programs.
That was Blessing Zinde, UNICEF emergency specialist, speaking with us from Harare.
And
A Gweru regional magistrate has granted bail to Gweru Mayor Hamutendi Kombai and his deputy Atwell Majkorauta and town clerk Daniel Matau, who are jointly facing charges of abuse of office. Our correspondent Taurai Shaba brings us more.
Magistrate Patekile Msipa granted each $200 bail on condition that they should surrender their passports as well as report to the police every Friday until the matter is finalized. The case is set for April 15. The three had been in custody since last Thursday following their arrest by police on charges of abuse of office. According to the state outline, between July 2013 and June last year, Kombai, Majkorauta and Matau allegedly used their positions as public officers to abuse council funds. They allegedly paid MDCT leader Morgan Trangrai's bill of $1,875 at a private lodge outside Gweru. The three are alleged to have also conspired to make a payment of $6,858 at a local hotel and at another lodge, prejudicing council of a total of $8,733. The state had opposed the granting of bail, arguing that the charges that the trio was facing were serious and that they could interfere with witnesses or abscond. But in a granting of bail, Msipa said the allegations that the accused are facing originate from an audit done in July last year, and they had been aware of them for a while. Msipa said in the intervening period, one of the accused, Kombai, had traveled to the United Kingdom and back, adding that this was not consistent with someone who would flee. The magistrate also said the matter had been reported in December 2015, and the police had adequate time to carry out their investigations, so there was no risk that the three could interfere. Attorney Brian Due, one of the lawyers representing the three, confirmed the grant of bail to Studio 7 and said the accused are denying the charges that they are facing.
As far as we are concerned, the charges are just also another way of abusing and trying to break the spirit of the mayor.
Prior to his arrest, Kombai and some of his colleagues had recently been seeking to resume their normal duties following last month's High Court ruling overturning their suspension. Local Government Minister Sevia Kasukwere last August suspended all 18 Gweru councillors on allegations of abuse of office, maladministration and corruption, but the court ruled that the suspension was illegal as the minister has no powers to act unilaterally under the country's constitution. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shawa.
Former resident minister and ZANU-PF member of parliament for Mwenezi East, Kudakwashe Basikiti, has sensationally claimed that President Robert Mugabe personally deployed members of the Zimbabwe National Army to wage a violent campaign against opposition movement for democratic change leader Morgan Tsvangirai in the run-up to the presidential election rerun in 2008. In an exclusive interview with VOA Studio 7, Basikiti claims that the military takes orders from Mr. Mugabe and nobody else. He says the Zimbabwe Defense Forces cannot leave the barracks without his authority. The opposition MDC alleges that about 150 of its supporters were killed in the campaign and tens of thousands forced to flee their homes due to political violence. Basikiti tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu his new party, the Zimbabwe People First, led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, has the full list of officers who allegedly terrorized the people in 2008, and the party's leadership will release the names at a later stage.
What happened is that there was full realization that the people have lost confidence in the ZANU-PF leader, and then the only way to salvage the disappointment and the embarrassment was for him as the commander-in-chief to command the military to salvage the loss which has been witnessed. And that it's known, it's public knowledge that the members of the opposition stopped voting and they just went into hiding, including their leader, and then you can not say there was an election. That's why there was a even the GNU was not even warranted. That shows even it speaks against the sincerity of the African Union. Because if a political party wins an election, it has to be given mandate to rule. MDC should have been given mandate to rule in 2008. because they won the election. But the African Union, because they still entertain the spirit of Pan-Africanism and the political parties which fought the revolution, the war of liberation, as to be protected, they saw it fit just to protect one leader who participated in the liberation, the war of the liberation struggle. But ironically, the same leader was fighting against the principles of that revolutionary struggle and is now responsible for enslaving and oppressing its own people.
So who exactly gave the military the order to leave the barracks and go and campaign? Is it Mr. Mugabe himself?
There is no one who can give an order to the military. Military is one command, and there is a commander-in-chief. And so you cannot fight against what happens if you see the military all over. They have been commanded by the same chain of command.
So were these retired army officers or they were serving army officers?
These were serving army personnel. We know them by name and we know where they stay and how they were operating.
That was former ZANU-PF lawmaker Kudakwashe Basikiti speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu. Zimbabwe's laws, including the Defense Forces Act and the Constitution, prohibit the military from participating in politics and partisan interference in electoral affairs. ZANU-PF chairman Simon Kayamoyo was not reachable for comment as his mobile phone was not taking incoming calls.
In a related development, some former ZANU-PF members say the ongoing purging of party activists with divergent views is an indication that the former liberation movement is crumbling. They claim that the current leadership of the party is now out of touch with reality and many people want to leave ZANU-PF. Our correspondent, Anta Chigoriwa, has more details from Chinoy.
At least 150 people, including former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, has been expelled following the controversial elective ZANU-PF Congress in 2014. Mrs. Mujuru, former Party Administration Secretary Didmus Mutasa, former ZANU-PF spokesperson Lugare Gumba and others were accused of attempting to topple President Mugabe before the Congress. Some of the expelled activists were in the provincial, district, branch and the cell organs of the party. They were also accused of being part of the so-called Mujuru camp, which allegedly wanted to oust the then 91-year-old president. Mrs. Mujuru and her colleagues have dismissed these allegations as untrue, saying the same thing is happening to Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who has been accused by senior party members, including First Lady Grace Mugabe, of making some clandestine moves to succeed Mr. Mugabe through using a faction of the party known as Team Lacoste. The other faction, Generation 40, is believed to be backing Mrs. Mugabe for the presidential post. It is composed of young techs like ZANU-PF political commissar Sylvia Kasukuere and the youth minister Patrick Joao. Mrs. Mugabe says she does not want to succeed her husband. Now former ZANU-PF members say factionalism gripping the party may lead to a resounding defeat in the 2018 general polls and ultimate demise. Former party cadre Tendai Musonza, who was expelled from the party for standing as an independent candidate in a municipal election, says he will never rejoin ZANU-PF, which he claims is out of touch with what is happening in Zimbabwe. Musonza claims that only few people are now benefiting from the party.
Few individuals were now benefiting at the expense of the people. When I left ZANU-PF, at that time I was branded a sellout, but I'm now happy that some of the people who even branded me that way are now seeing the same reasons why I left it, and those same people are now out of ZANU-PF too.
Another former ZANU-PF member, Dennis Kagonye, who worked for the now defunct party mouthpiece, The Voice, says he was fired for expressing party members' concerns, especially on the status of the ailing economy. Kagonye, who is now an independent publisher of a weekly community newspaper, The Mirror, says he liked the ZANU-PF political ideology when he joined the party, but got fed up when he discovered that the leadership of the party did not care about the needs of party activists.
I could not issue my views about the status of the country by then,
because it was one-sided, the editorial. The People's Voice was meant as a party's paper. The ideology of ZANU-PF were good to me. But when I joined the system, that's when I started to see things differently.
Kagonye was fired by then-Secretary for Information Nathan Shamyarira for airing his independent views about how the party was allegedly distancing itself from the people. Themba Muliswa, former ZANU-PF Mashonaland West chairperson who was expelled from the party in 2014, says there is no democracy in the ruling party. Muliswa believes that President Mugabe does not have good advisors anymore compared to the time when he used to be deputized by people like the late Vice Presidents Simon Muzenda and Joshua Ngomo. He says Mr. Mugabe is no longer in control of the party, which he claims is now almost in the hands of his wife, Grace.
He had to respect those people. You know, you've got to understand that Joshua Nkomo had the respect, being the father of Zimbabwe and the leader in Matabeleland, ZAPU leader. Simon Mzenda was the guru of politics in Masvingo, representing the Karangas. That was very important. And those are two key tribes that you need in you being able to control the country. Those were very strong people, equally the same age, able to talk, able to criticize and so forth.
Muliswa says there's life outside ZANU-PF.
What happened to me is a blessing in disguise. I believe that I was going to be one of the key players in the party in terms of raising to the top, because I think the party had then taken a position to infuse young people. Could you still achieve that outside ZANU-PF? Yes, I realize that you could actually achieve that outside ZANU-PF.
His sentiments are echoed by several other former ruling party members who strongly believe that ZANU-PF will lose in the 2018 general elections. Musonza says the continuous paging of party activists indicates that ZANU-PF won't retain power in the general polls.
I don't see it surviving what is happening. The infighting which is taking place within the party right now signifies the end time messages for ZANU-PF. It's not going to survive.
But ZANU-PF youth Tatenda Chitate is adamant that ZANU-PF is here to stay. He says those people who think that the party will collapse are daydreaming.
ZANU-PF is actually not in a succession crisis. It will remain strong and is still strong. We have the grassroots, we've got the support. Even if you look at by-election results, party is winning with wide margins. So there's no succession crisis. Party is strong and we're busy preparing for the 2018 general elections, which will win resoundingly.
The pinching of ZANU-PF members in the past has seen high-profile members like former president of the party, the late Ndabaningi Stole, former ZANU-PF Secretary General Edgar Tekere, and the Politburo member Simba Makoni forming their own political parties. Reporting for Studio 7 in Shinoi, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.
Coming up,
a Zimbabwean woman says she's getting remarkable rewards from tobacco farming.
Two Italian residents of Zimbabwe are mistakenly shot dead in a wildlife conservancy.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
Polls are open in 5 U.S. states where voters are making their choices in presidential primaries today, as Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton seek to further their leads while those trailing try to inject new life into their campaigns.
The hacker, collectively known as Anonymous, says it has declared a total war on Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump.
Belgian authorities say shots have been fired during an anti-terrorism raid in Brussels.
The first wave of Russian warplanes arrived home Tuesday from Syria following President Vladimir Putin's surprise announcement to withdraw most of his forces from the Middle Eastern country after a 5.5-month operation.
And Burundi says it is disappointed in the European Union's decision to suspend some aid to the Burundian government.
Music. Tobacco remains one of Zimbabwe's biggest sources of foreign currency, bringing in millions annually. Men have largely been the key producers, but more and more women are also starting to enter the field on a commercial basis. In our economic slot today, we feature Nomsa Mapfunde, a single woman in Doma, Mangura, who decided to grow tobacco. Though a major export crop for Zimbabwe, tobacco yields last year were low due to poor rains and other factors. Mapfunde tells Studio 7's Chiwaniso Jani that government should do more to encourage women to grow the profitable crop so as to help grow the economy.
Then I thought, you know what, a male-dominated environment, but I think I can do it. I just decided to research on it, talk to people who've done it, and I felt encouraged and felt I could do it. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to go for it because it's a cash crop. And financially, if you're getting into farming, you will definitely start off well.
How many women have entered into tobacco farming?
No, I don't have exact numbers, but that is a very challenging area, very male-dominated. So you find that the women that are doing it, they definitely have a partner, but not on their own like I am, on my own, without anybody else. Women in tobacco farming, maybe there are widows out there, small-scale farmers, but are probably not doing it on a large scale like I do. So maybe then I don't get to meet them. But when you go to the floors, that's when you then get to meet.
Can you please tell us about the challenges you are going through as a woman in tobacco farming?
Financing, first and foremost. Before you start doing tobacco, you've got to make sure that you've got your finances in order. Because the banks at the moment in Zimbabwe are not giving us money. There's so much security collateral that they need, which you sometimes do not have. So you find that you're digging deep in your pocket. So that's the biggest challenge. Equipment, you need to have good equipment. And then there's also the aspect of when you're irrigating, ZESA, electricity. When there are rainfall, the faults that happen, they're so bad that the incompetence that is there to come and fix can take a whole week and you need to cure your tobacco, then you may have a loss.
With the drought in Zimbabwe, how are you coping in terms of farming tobacco?
The drought has been a very big challenge in a very difficult season that we're having. But I just want to thank God that I do have irrigation. I have a dam at my farm and I'm able to irrigate. But my irrigation system is not the best. And then the dam and the water, the levels are not high enough as well. That's another challenge because you don't get enough water because we share the dam. Yeah, we are going through a tough time. Even when the rains come as well, you're also facing challenges where you may have your tobacco damaged by hailstorms. You know, we fear as a farmer, especially in this drought season because it gets very, very hot. Season is one of the most difficult that I've encountered as a tobacco farmer.
Can you tell us about the performance of tobacco in the Zimbabwe market right now?
There's a shortage of tobacco this year due to the rainfall patterns that have changed. And when people that didn't have irrigation are disadvantaged compared to people that have got irrigation. And I believe we're going to have a very short marketing season as well.
Tobacco is seen as hazardous to health. What can you say as a tobacco farmer?
Yes, we've heard that. But at the moment, they haven't banned tobacco yet. So legally, I will still farm tobacco. But, you know, it also has medicinal advantages. While it's got its health hazards, there's a case where Ebola, they were looking at using tobacco for treatment. Yes, the world is saying tobacco is hazardous. Well, if it's banned all over the world, then I'll stop. But while it's still, you know, being allowed to, some will do it.
As a woman farmer, do you feel the government is doing enough to help you in terms of resources you need and the funding being provided?
They are not. They do not. They have organizations, but not particularly to fund farming in tobacco, per se. They haven't done enough research. They don't have enough statistics or information with regards to women in particular. They have farmers, but do they really have the numbers of the women who are standalone women farmers? I don't think so. So there isn't much that is being done by H1, so unfortunately. That's how I feel, because I have been to farming on my own and digging deep in my pocket. And whatever I have done, I've had to push really hard, you know. And you feel that challenge at times that, you know, is it because I'm a woman? But I have never given up. Because I've said to myself, we are equal human beings. and I can equally do it. So I think the government is not doing enough, unfortunately.
Are you affiliated to any organization that assists you?
I have never really been in any organization, but I'm looking at encouraging women, because in society, naturally, in Zimbabwe, women were not taken seriously in farming. But if you look at it generally, women are the ones that took children to school with farming. So as a farmer right now, I'm actually looking at that idea that maybe we should set up an organization for women specifically in tobacco farming.
That was Noma Mapfunde speaking with Studio 7's Choniso Jani from Doma, Mangura, Mashonaland West Province.
Seven Zimbabweans suspected of trafficking nearly 200 women from Zimbabwe to Kuwait have been granted bail pending a trial in Harare. According to Newsday newspaper, the seven were granted $300 bail each for allegedly transporting the women to Kuwait under the guise of offering them employment. Reporter Tatenda Gumbo speaks to migration expert Mlamuli Nkomo about human trafficking.
There are a number of things that can actually explain that situation. The first one being the economic situation in most African countries and in Zimbabwe in particular. The economic hardships are driving a lot of people to, they are now desperate actually, they will take any promise for a job without actually scrutinizing.
And Mr. Nkomo, what are these promises? How do they unveil themselves?
The obvious thing is that they are promised higher earnings. Underlying factor is that people are promised nice jobs, especially in the tourism and hospitality industry. They are told that they will be working in fancy areas and they will be earning a lot of money.
And we know that Zimbabwe passed an anti-trafficking act. In your view, do you think that it's doing enough to combat this issue, or what more can be done?
The issue of trafficking is a two-way. It's the sending country where people are being trafficked from and the receiving country where the people are actually end up going to. So as long as there is no coordination between the continents and countries, this thing will continue to be there.
That was migration expert Mlamuli Nkomo on the line with Studio 7's Tatenda Gumbo from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Two Italian residents of Zimbabwe were a few days ago shot dead while on an anti-poaching patrol. Emmanuel Fudinda, chairman of the Zimbabwe Safaris Operators Association, tells AP that Claudio Shirarelli and his son, Marcelomino Shirarelli, were shot dead while they were repairing the car that had broken down in Manapul's wildlife conservation area.
This was a very unfortunate incident in that we have lost one very iconic person, a renowned professional hunter, an operator of good repute, Claudio Chiarelli, and his son Max. Poaching has increased dramatically. In fact, their car broke down and Claudio and son Max went out of the car to attend to the vehicle. And as they were attending to the vehicle, the next thing they heard were gunshots and firearms, which really never gave them a chance even to retaliate. And the firearms exchange came in so quickly to a point that they flew down both Claudio and Max, and the other professional hunter, Francesco, managed to escape and hide behind the vehicle and in thick grass.
That was Emmanuel Fundira, chairman of the Zimbabwe Safari Operators Association, speaking with the Associated Press. The Italian Foreign Ministry says the two were killed in unclear circumstances.
Remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today, when our hosts of The Connection, Ntungamili Nkomo and Tatenda Gumbo, will be talking with listeners and experts about human trafficking in Zimbabwe amid reports that 200 Zimbabweans are stuck in Kuwait in the Middle East.
Now to recap on today's top stories.
A former Zimbabwean minister claims that President Mugabe deployed the National Army in the 2008 presidential election rerun in which 150 opposition party supporters were killed.
UNICEF says Zimbabwe is facing its worst malnutrition rates in 15 years, as nearly 33,000 children are in urgent need of treatment for acute malnutrition.
That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Praxidus Jeremiah. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Sibabonga ke uJonga kanye loMavelas ngokusinika izindaba ngolimi lwesiNdebele. Siyalamukela kuStudio 7 ngolesibili mhla ka 15 Mbimbitho 2016. Silethelela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu uPraxedes Jeremiah endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Umeya uDay we $200 namhla ngemajisi yeprovincial magistrate court uqhathekile namhla ngo-11 ngemva kokube bona ukuthi okube kukhulunywa ngushiphi la mapholisa kube kungela mandla emthethweni.
Umeya wedolobho leGweru uMnumzana Mthembu Kombayi, umsekeli wakhe loSiba Ukhulu, baze baphiwa ithuba lokuhlawula isibambiso sebail samakhulu amabili amadola $200 ngamunye.
Sisebenzise imali engange 423,000 ukubana sigezise amachibi la ukuthi asebenze ngokuhle, njalo amanzi aphume emachibini abe ngamanzi agezeke okuzwayo. Ikhadi phakathi lamachibi angu 7.
Ikansili yakobulawayo isilungisise amachibi agezisa amanzi angcolileyo aphuma kuzambuzi lasetshenzisiweyo elokitsheni le-Cowdery Park ngendleko yamadola inkulungwane ezedlula amakhulu amane. Laloba abesifazana bebalutshwane abalima igwayi eZimbabwe, unkosikazi Nomsa Mafunde ngomunye wabasesaziwa ngokutshaya inala yegwayi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Umeya wedolobho leGweru uMnumzana Mthembu Kombayi, umsekeli wakhe uMnumzana Atwell Machkorauta loSiba Ukhulu uMnumzana Daniel Matau, baze baphiwa ithuba lokuhlawula isibambiso sebail samakhulu amabili amadola $200 ngamunye ngemva kokubotshwa ngeviki edluleyo. Umantshi uMnumzana Phathekile Msipha uthe akaboni isizathu sokuba abathathu laba bavinjwe ukuthoniswa icala lokungethembeki emsebenzini bevela emizini yabo. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe legqwetha labathathu laba uMnumzana Brian Dube ngalolu daba.
Umeya uDay we-$200 namhla ngemajisi yeGweru provincial magistrate court uqhathekile namhla ngo-11 ngemva kokube bona ukuthi okube kukhulunywa ngushiphi la mapholisa kube kungela mandla emthethweni ngababeka.
Ya manje ungasitshela ukuthi sekuzahamba njani kathesi, liyabuyela yini emthethwandaba, njalo libuyela nini?
Into ezayenzakala kathesi ukuthi mhla ka-15 siyabuyela ecourt, kodwa kuyabe kuyi-remand court. Amapholisa abaqedi ukwenza ama-investigations abo, so sibuyela kucourt kuyongetshengisa ukuthi sisesekhona.
Lona icala abalokhu besetheswa bona abade bebotshiwe kuthiwa ngelani?
Icala kuthiwa yi-theft or criminal abuse of office. Kuthiwa khona kuminyaka emibili ababesebenza kiyo khona i-council yenza ama-expenses ay-8,533 ahlanganisela ama-allowance yamakansela le-food yamakansela kuma-meeting.
Ye, kodwa yena umeya uyalilandula phela icala lena?
Lona vele kalisilo cala, umsebenzi abesebenzi umsebenzi wabo kulama-resolution akudala vele akhona ukuthi yena njengoba besebenza isi-approved yi-full council.
UMnumzana Brian Dube ligqwetha wekhuluma leStudio 7 ecingweni eseGweru. Ikansile yakobulawayo ilisilungisise amacibi agezisa amanzi angcolileyo aphuma kuzambuzi lasetshenzisiweyo elokitshini leCowdery Park ngendleko yamadola inkulungwane ezedlula amakhulu amane $423,000 kuthi amanye aqaqele idolobho lawo aphakathi kokulungisiswa. Unompumelelo Moyo usipha lolu daba.
Umanjinela uDumani Gwethu osaphethe isikhundla sikamanjinela omkhulu wekhansili yakobulawayo uchaze ukuba balungise amachibi ayisikhombisa bakhupha umquba bafaka lemichina epima isilinganiso samanzi angenayo laphumayo esegezisiwe ukuze umsebenzi wokugcina amachibi ubelula.
Sisebenzise imali engange 423,000 ukubana sigezise amachibi la ukuthi asebenze ngokuhle njalo amanzi aphume emachibini abe ngamanzi agezeke okuzwayo. I-Country Park lamachibi angu 7. Emachibini awokuqala amabili sikhiphe umquba obusu leminyaka engu 4 ungakhithwanga.
Umanjinela uGwethu ubike ukuba amachibi engcekeza ayisikhombisa eCowdery Park ayakhiwa ngomnyaka ka-1996 ukuba asize izindlu ezizinkulungwane ezithobaminwemibili 8,000 kodwa manje asesiza ezinkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili lanhlanu 25,000. Obemele ukansila weCowdery Park uKansiler Rodney Jele uchaze ukuba udubo olubhekane lezakhamizi uyalwazi njalo ibulawayo iphakathi kokulungisisa zonke inhlupho eziphathelene lokubona ukuba amanzi angcolileyo aphathwa ngendlela ukuze abantu bengahlaselwa yimikhuhlane.
So izakhamizi engakutsho ukuthi zingakhululeka ikansili izalungisa isikhalazo sabo.
Ezinye izakhamizi zeCowdery Park sezileminyaka edlula emihlanu zingela manzi ahlanzekileyo. Esinye salezi zakhamizi unkosikazi Nyarayi Nyathi uthi baphila ngendlela engahlanzekanga njalo bahlalela evalweni ukuthi imikhuhlane enjenge cholera ilakho ukuqhamuka.
Sasilesicelo sekuthi sinikezwe isevisi yamanzi lama-toilet lokuthi noma umkhuhlane we-cholera ungavuka yithi sizaqalisa ukufaka impukani zigcwele yonke indawo. Isuriji iseduze kuthi iyasprewa ngoba ispreya kungena ezindlini sibili.
Esinye njalo isakhamuzi umnumzana Melody Tapera Gumbo yena uchaze ukuba ngitsho isikolo seCowdery Park esitsha asilamanzi ahlanzekileyo.
Endaweni yethu akulamanzi, akula ama-toilets, sisebenzisa ama-black toilets. Silesikolo esitsha eCowdery Park khona phana kuma-segment 4 asila toilets, e-flushing toilet. Abantwana abasebenzisa e-soccer away toilets. Indawo yethu ayikagejwa, ayikafakwa ama-pipes, so sikhala ngama-pipes.
Ikhansili yakobulawayo iphakathi kokulungisisa wonke amachibi amanzi engcekeza agqaqele idolobho ngoba isiqede ukulungisa impompi ezithwala amanzi angcolileyo asuka ezindlini esisa emachibini angcolileyo. Amachibi kunye lempompi zengcekeza zilungiswa ngemali yesikwelede esavela kubhanga le-ABC. Izindlu zohlelo lohlalani kuhle eCowdery Park ezasungulwa ngemva kokuba uhulumende edilizele abantu izindlu kobulawayo yizo ezibhekane lokuswela amanzi ahlanzekileyo kunye lempompi ezithwala amanzi angcolileyo. Kodwa umansipala wakobulawayo useqedile ukudonsa impompi zamanzi ahlanzekileyo langcolileyo ngemizamo yokuqeda udubo olubhekane lezakhamizi. Ngimele iStudio 7 yiseCowdery Park, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com. UZulu usesole ukuthengiswa kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ebugqilini kwamanye amazwe afana leSouth Africa, Dubai, Kuwait lamanye ngemva kokuthenjiswa imisebenzi leholo eliphezulu. Insololo iza ngemva kokubotshwa kwabesilisa abayisithupha ngeviki edluleyo besetheswa icala lokuqoqa lokuthengisa abesifazane abedlula amakhulu amabili kuzizalwane zeKuwait lapho abafika benziwa izigqili. Esikhathini esiningi abesifazane laba babikwa bebanjwa ngamandla ukwenza imisebenzi egoqela ukuthengisa imizimba kanye lokusebenza ezindlini bengaholi. Amadoda abotshiweyo la amiswe edale ngecala lokusebenzelana lamagumaguma bedinga abantu bebathembisa imisebenzi kodwa bathi befika emazweni lapho abayabe bethenjiswe khona umsebenzi benziwe izigqili. Amapolisa abophe isiphathamandla sesigodlo seKuwait eHarare ngecala elifanayo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixhume ingcwethi kundaba zokungena lokuphuma kwabantu emazweni atshiyeneyo umnumzana Mlamli Nkomo.
Udaba lolu singalukhangela ngendlela eziningi. Singakukhangela ukuthi nxa kwezomnotho welizwe zingalunga alungeke luphele kodwa lungehliswa. Bese sikhangela futhi ukuthi nxa uZulu engaziswa ngobuqili nobumenemene lobu benziwa ngabantu bethatha abantu bebathembisa imisebenzi kufike ngaleso bebasebenzisa imisebenzi engcolileyo. Ngakho i-awareness ukuthi abantu bafundiswe ngentilo kubalulekile. Kuqakathekile njalo lokuthi umkhonomi wethu welizwe uyenze kube le misebenzi ukuthi abantu bengazitholi sebengena ezilingweni ezinjengalezo. Okunye abantu kufanele bafundiswe ukuthi izinto lezi ezokuthola imali lula inganekwana lezi abantu bangasuki babazithembi. Abantu bafundiswe ukuthi imali iyasetshenzelwa. Kufanele umuntu abe lekhono kumbe iskill afundele umsebenzi hayi le misebenzi epromisa abantu imali ezinkulu kodwa abantu bengelakhono lokwenza lowo msebenzi. So uhlupho lolu lunzima lona oluphele totally lolo human trafficking kodwa lungehliswa izinga.
Nxa umuntu ethe wabona isimemezelo ikakhulu emaphephandabeni Nkomo sithembisa umsebenzi omuhle oleholo eliphezulu, yiziphi impawu okuyabe kumele azikhangele ukuze abone ukuthi lo ngumsebenzi weqiniso kumbe ngabantu abagangayo?
Ezinye zezithembiso ezilapho zisuka zingakholeki okwenza ukuthi abanye abantu basuka bethatheke lula sebetholwe ukuthi imali yakhona iningi kakhulu. Ngakho izinto ze-human trafficking kakhulu zibonakala ngokuthi into ezithenjiswayo lezi imali ezithenjiswayo zibe ziningi kakhulu. Kodwa uZulu kufanele ananzelele ukuthi lanxa ku-offer umsebenzi kufanele laye umuntu adinge ezinye zendlela zokwenza eyakhe ukudingisisa ukuthi kambe ngakule company njalo yini, nga i-address yayo ikuphi, ikuliphi idorobho, amafoni yayo angaphi. Ngenxa yokuthi izinto lezi kakhulu kwesikhathi zibona kuma-internet, yikho lapho abantu ababanjwa khona kakhulu. So kuyadingeka ukuthi abantu bazenzele i-research yabo, bengadingi kuphela ukuzwa ngilaba abaqhatshayo, bazifunele bona enye information engabasiza ukuthi bangangena ezilingweni bagcine sebesebenzisa izigqili.
Umnumzana Mlamli Nkomo yingcwethi kundaba zokungena lokuphuma kwabantu emazweni atshiyeneyo, i-human migration.
Bontanga asidibaneni kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection namuhla lapho esihlaziya khona udaba lokuthengiswa kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe kwamanye amazwe ikakhulu abesifazana lapho abafika bagqilazwe khona besenziswa imisebenzi efana lokuthengisa imizimba. Lokhu kulandela ukubotshwa kwabesilisa abayisithupha ngeviki edluleyo besetheswa umlando wokusebenzelana lezigilamkhuba zakwele Kuwait ukugqilaza abesifazana beZimbabwe abedlula amakhulu amabili kulelo lizwe. Nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo lingasazisa ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Inombolo njalo 001-202-465-0318.
UZulu waseZimbabwe uthi ulakho ukuphuma emcabangweni wokuthembela ekukhongozeleni isikhathi sonke nxa engathola imfundiso kwezokuqhutshwa kwamabhizimusi okuzinakekela. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
Lokhu kuvezwe ngabaqhuba imisebenzi ehlukeneyo eHarare ngemva kokuba abenhlanganiso yeRotary Club besungule inhlelo zokusebenzelana labantu abahlala emizini ebalisa Imfakose, Budiriro, Glenview, Kuwadzana, Warren Park, Lerugare ngokubatholisa usizo lwemfundiso yokuqhuba amabhizimusi. Lokhu kwenziwe ngosizo lwemali evele kuRotary Club yeHarare eZimbabwe isebenzelana leye Rotary Club Denver eseColorado kwele Melika. Umnumzana Simanga Kapesi wasemzini weMfakose uleminyaka engamachumi amahlanu lanhlanu yokuzalwa uphila ngokubaza izithombe zamatshe. Akazange aqhathwe ukusebenzela omunye umuntu Kapesi selokhu wathwetshulwa yingwe.
Hayi uyaqhathwa kakukubi kuright. Kuyadipenda ngokuthi lawe nxa ungaqhathwanga wekwanisa ukuthi uzenzele umsebenzi wakho. Kodwa ungangena kukho okokuthi ufuna ukuzenzela umsebenzi uyazenzela ngakhonoku. Awusoze udinga ukuthi uyeqhathwa kwesinye isikhathi, uyabona ukuthi hayi nxa ngizenzela kuyabe kuhamba kuhle.
Unkosikazi Chipo Dube uhlala eRugare njalo enguyena okhokhela kunhlelo zokutholisa uZulu usizo lolwazi kwezokulondolozwa kwemali eza kusetshenziswa ukuqhuba imisebenzi yentuthuko enhlanganisweni yeRotary Club.
Thina sasijayele ukuthi kufanele uphiwe imanifest ungakaseve yakho. Yikho laba bafundisa ukuseve idola ngeviki. Kwanguzima bathi khathesi sababona ukuthi sokuright.
Indlela zokulondoloza imali zama-savings club isiphathise abanengi. Unkosikazi Dubethi esevuleka amehlo uZulu phezu kokuqatheka kokuzenzela esekubona ukuba okumqoka yikuba lalolu lwazi lokuqhuba imisebenzi yabo lokulondoloza imali hatshi kulindela usizo. Unkosikazi Susan Cakana ngomunye wabaphatheka kumisebenzi yokuzinikela ukuphathisana loZulu kungela nzuzo ngaphansi kweRotary Club eyemzini weHighlands eHarare.
Lokhu kwenza ukuthi abantu babe lonanzelelo ekuthi nxa webolekwe imali kumele uyibisele lapho weboleke khona, njalo nxa wenze imali kumele uyigcine esithi yikuseva.
Kusukela ngomnyaka 2009 abeRotary Club bafundisa uZulu wakule mizi indlela yokulondoloza ibhizimusi loba lelincinyane okunganani kanye lokuba kuqakathekile ukulondoloza inzuzo abayitholayo bengayichaphazi ngemva kokunanzelela ukuba iningi labantu belingelakho okokwenza ukuzisiza umumo womnotho elizweni uqhubeka usiba mubi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Hehe, sokunzima manje enkundleni yomncintiswano wenkondlo kuStudio 7. Hambani liyezibonela ekhasini lethu eleFacebook kuVOA Indebele. Sezikhona inkondlo ezithunyelwe ngabanye benu. Ubona ngani ungamedlula uJanet Khumalo na osekhona manje? Ngena lawe uzitholele umvuzo, siyahulula ngapha kuStudio 7. Ozathola ama-like amaningi nguye othola umvuzo omkhulu weradio esebenzisa amandla awelanga awesola. Ukungena nje kumncintiswano uyathola umvuzo. Futhi ungathola ama-like amaningi, uthole umvuzo omkhulu. Lingakhohlwa ukutshela izihlobo labangane ukwenza like ikhasi le-VOA Indebele ku-Facebook. Abalimi abeBotswana sebamukele inyathelo likahulumende wabo lokubulala inkomo yonke yeZimbabwe engena kweleBotswana kuyindlela yokulwisana lomkhuhlane womlomo lamasondo, i-foot and mouth. Intatheli zindaba yeStudio 7 uMartin Ngwenya usipha lolu daba.
Abalimi laba bathi balamukela inyathela lokudubula inkomo ezivela eZimbabwe ngoba zilakho kuletha umkhuhlane wamasondo lomlomo. Bathi inkomo zabo uma zingangena eZimbabwe nxa seziphenduka ziyabulawa, bephiwe amachumi amane amadola eMelika kumbe amakhulu amane amapula, kodwa inkomo zona zibulawe. Umnumzana George Kumba ovela esigabeni seTshakala siduze komncelo weZimbabwe ulamukele leli nyathela ethi noma libuhlungu iyo indlela yokulwisana le mkhuhlane yenyamazana.
Mina besithi ngibona kuhle u-government yenza kahle ekumwe ukuthi inkomo zeBotswana zingaya ngale zingofaki ezangale isiki lezi Zimbabwe zingabuya lapha zingafaki isiki eBotswana. So ngibona kuhle ungathi ungadisturb isiki ukuthi ihambe ngale langane kuyele ngayo.
Uhulumende weBotswana yena uthi njengomthengiswa wenyama emazweni enhlaniso ye-European Union kuqakathekile ukuthi alwisane lemikhuhlane yenkomo ngazo zonke indlela. Edingakela kwenza njalo uzalahlelwa ibhizimusi ebiza izigidi lezigidi zamadola. Omunye weZimbabwe umzana Daniel Ncube laye uthi kakuboni kungumona ukubulala inkomo lezi, ikakhulu uhulumende weBotswana esenikeza iZimbabwe inyanga ezintathu engakaqali leli nyathela.
Ya indaba edanisayo ukuthi inkomo zizabe zibulawa nxa zingachapheleli izweni leBotswana, kodwa khona lakho abantu beZimbabwe siyabasukula lapha. Kudala batshelwa ngamaTswana ukuthi bengabekeli inkomo zabo zichaphela ngapha kothango. Ngakho futhi ilizwe leBotswana likade libanika imithi le efana lamavaccine ukuthi bebe beselapha inkomo zabo, kodwa inkomo zabo zokho zigula zisecela ngangapha kothango.
Abalimi ezigabeni zeZimbabwe eseduze leBotswana sebeyazisiwe ngenyathela leli ukuze bagcine izifuyo zabo zingamuki zeqe umngcele. IBotswana leZimbabwe babambe umhlangano weHabron ngenyanga edluleyo lapho uxoxwe ngesikwelede seZimbabwe elaso semithi ezifuyo. IBotswana isithi noma kunjalo izaqhubeka incedisa. NginguMartin Gwenya owendaba zeStudio 7 ngisabulungile eBotswana.
Singakangeni esigabeni sethu esilandelayo, wothi sikhangele esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Amapolisa akwele Belgium abikwa esegumbolozele enye yendawo edolobheni leBrussels ngemva kokukhaliswa kwembhobho endaweni le duzane lalapho okwakuthiwe khona amabhambu adubuka nyakenye kwele France edolobheni leBrus ngabalwa becatsha abesimuslim abedlulisa amalawulo kwafa abantu abaningi. Iqembu lebulenjini elizibiza ngokuthi Anonymous lithi selisungule umkhankaso wokuvimba omunye wabadinga usekelo ukuze akhethwe ukumela ibandla lakhe lama-Republicans kukhetho olukhulu lokudinga umongameli uMnumzana Donald Trump. Emfanekisweni owevidiyo ophunyiswe emhlaka 4 Mbimbitho, leli qembu elingavezi ubuso benkokheli lithi likhathazekile ngomkhankaso oqhutshwa nguTrump ngoba unyunkoloza lokuthuka izigaba zabantu abathile empilweni. Inani labalimi besifazane libikwa lilincane kakhulu eZimbabwe, iningi labo ngelilima amabele lokufuya inkomo. Kodwa abalima igwayi balutshwana kakhulu. Unkosikazi Nomsa Mafunde ngumunye wabesifazana abesizaziwa kakhulu ngokutshaya inala yegwayi. UMafunde olima eMangura esigabeni seMashonaland West utshele iStudio 7 ukubana lanxa kulobunzima bokulima lesi silimo uyakhuthaza nalabanye abesifazane ukuthi basilime.
Mina ngaqalisa ngo-2010 ngabona ukuthi ngiyalima. Ukuthi udinga imali yakhona kwazi ukuhlupha. So ngabona ukuthi hayi, nala ngizame ukulima i-cape akho for igwayi leli. So I then decided ukuthi, you know, ngenze ngedwa, ngahamba e-TIMB, ngazi ukuthi kuhamba njani, e-PRB, ngibuza. Then I decided, you know, this is a cash flow issue, and the only way I'll generate money is by ukulima igwayi. It's a cash crop. Uyazuza imali yakho immediately. And unlike ukuthi ungalima okunye lokhu uzamelela ama-check akhona aphuze, kodwa le gwayi uzazuza imali yakho khonapho.
Ungasitshela nje ukuthi iplazi lakho lingaphi kwakhona?
LuseMangura Boma, Mashwest, Makonde District.
Ulezisebenzi ezingani?
25.
Lapho uqala ukulima igwayi lize liyethengiswa ukuthi kuhamba njani?
Umele wenze okuqathekileyo. Wakwazi ungaqalisa ukwenza igwayi, umele yenze i-feedback yakho kuhle kuhle. So you have to go uyothenga ama-chemicals akho, yenze i-land prep yakho kuhle, and make sure that you are going to put ama-quantities akho right e-fertilizer. And then your curing systems layo. Okuthisa igwayi wakhona amabhanzi amele abe right. Make sure you've renovated your barn. Uhambe uyothenga amalahla akho, lapho usebenzisa amalahla oliyinkuni zakho liprepare. Kodwa mina ngiyasebenzisa amalahla ngarenoveta ngedwa le mali yami engadingayo lijana. Okuncane khonokho, but it's been very tough being a farmer, you know, in tobacco farming, numsazi.
Kodwa ke uyathola yini uncedo kwezinye inhlanganiso eziphathisa ikakhulu omama?
Hayi akula. Akula ama association akhona abafazi especially bayenza itobacco. It's a male dominated environment and ukuthi umfazi apenetrate angene khona apho avele you have to be very strong. Very strong and nami I was very committed, determined ukuthi ngizakuyenza lokho. And then you know I've done it and ngiyabonga inkosi umlimi ukhona and has given me the strength to be able ukuthi ngilime igwayi. Yahlupha igwayi kodwa you have to be very good le gwayi. It's like a baby umntwana, gcina umntwana uchago encane. You know you really have to be very very caring le gwayi. To get to the market ukuthi uzuza ama prizes are right. Kumele uyenze oku correct lawe.
Sizwa kuthiwa wena ungomunye wabahlala bethola imali engani ingcono, abanye bethola imali ephansi nxa kuthengiswa ngama cages.
Yes, because I've tried ukwenza oku right yabo. I have been last season, this season aswazi ukuthi bazathenga njani. Imarket ayikavuli. Kodwa last year, no, ama average prices they were excellent. Ngazuza ama $5 60 per kg and I was put in the small scale category.
Lo ke bekungunkosikazi Nomsamo Mfunde ube khuluma le Studio 7 ecingweni esemangura.
Win we bawa silale mawin we bawa silale mawin we bawa
uhlelo lwamasiko lenhlala kahle yabantu lamhla sixoxa ngesiko lokuphozisa. Iningi labantu eZimbabwe bayalilandela kakhulu isiko leli loba nje seliphela emadolobheni. Ekadeni kade kuphoziswa ngezihlahla zasendle. Kuthi ke emadolobheni kuningi okusetshenziswayo nxa umuntu ephoziswa. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu ake sizwe umnumzana Thandeko Zintimkandla ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu exoxa lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7.
Ukuphoziswa lokhu kwakusenzelwa ukuhlambulula izisu kakhulu ezabantwana labadala labo babephoziswa nxa sekonakele. Kwakubangelwa ukuthi kwakusenzelwa ukuthi nxa sisidla ukudla, nxa sisidla kwesinye isikhathi sihlafuna kungene lo moya, lokunye ukudla ngokwakho kubangela ukubana eziswini kugcwale umoya, izisu zibe mhlawumbe seziluma uzizwe zikhala kurukru, kungumoya ophakathi ongamelanga ukuthi ube khona. Kanti lokunye ukudla esikudlawule imihluzanyana ethiyeneyo engafumanise ukuthi kayilungelanga ukubana ihlale esiswini. Ngakho-ke kwakuthathwa uphondo kufakwe lesepa elingeneyo nje abantwana babe sebephoziswa. Nxa kuphoziswa kufakwa lokho esingathi silunge ipressure, kube sekusithi-ke nxa isiningi esiswini sokusithi umuntu agijime-ke ayikhupha leyo ngcekeza eyabe isigcwele esiswini.
Kungakabuyi isikhathi sabosepa lezinye izinto ezinjalo kwakusetshenziswani?
Kanti vele iganga ligcwele ngezihlahla phela zona lezi ezenziwa isepa leyo. Angithi zikhona izihlahla eziyinkunzane yabo zikhukhukhu lezinye ezikhona endane ezithiniyo, ngoba indawo ngendawo ilazi izihlahlana zakhona ezazaziwa ezazisetshenziswa ezazingasoze zibe yingozi empilweni yomuntu. Engakafiki amasepa lawo kutho ukuthi abantu babengagezi, kanti hhayi ileso laleso siqindi silezihlahlanyana zazo ezaziwayo ezingalimazi umzimba womuntu. Ngakho-ke nxa kwakufuneka ukuthi ufake ulutho emanzini lana faka phakathi kophondo, babe sebenza zona lezo zihlahlanyana ezatholala kuleyo ndawo. Kanti-ke la manzi ewodwa ngokwazi kwami ayasetshenziswa, ngoba nokukhulu ukuthi kubangelwe lokho esingathi yi-pressure esiswini ezagcina sibaningi, bese kubamba lowo owade phoziswa ngamandla ukuthi agijime ayesiza esambuzi ukuze ingcekezalani iphume.
Kusayenziwa yini khona manje?
Ye, kuyenziwa ngobana siyakwazi ukuthi abantu bekusebenzisa. Angithi kulezi nsuku uyahamba emadokoteleni mhlawumbe uyephiwa lokuthi ama-laxative. Kanti esintwini-ke lokho besebenzisa bayasebenzisa ukuthi abantwana bangabi bengubhane, kusetshenziswa izihlahla mhlawumbe ezabomgugudu. Angisiyo nyanga kodwa ukuthi ngaziqamba zonke, kodwa engikwaziyo ukuthi izihlahla zazikhona. Kanti abantu sebevamukuya emtholampilo laba abaphiwa khona ongomaphilisi, alokhu amaphilisi azakwenza ukuthi isisu sihlambululeke.
Lo bekumnumzana Thandeko Zintimkandla ingcwethi kwezamasiko yesintu ubekhuluma lo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseGwanda.
Baba silale mawe, baba silale mawe, baba silale mawe, baba silale mawe.
Ukuzigqiba ke indaba zethu zalamhlanje, sikhangele inhloko zezinye zendaba besilazo uhlelo lwalamhlanje. Umeya wedolobho leGweru umnumzana Amutendi Kombayi umsekeli wakhe lo sibalukhulu baze baphiwa ithuba lokuhlawula isibambiso sebhero samakhulu amabili amadola $200 ngamunye. Ikansile yakobulawa isilungisise amachibi agezisa amanzi angcolileyo aphuma kuzambuzi lasetshenzisiweyo elokishini leCoventry Park ngendleko yamadola inkulungwane ezedlula amakhulu amane $423,000. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguPraxedes Jeremiah, kodwa lingayikhatshana ngoba uhlelo The Connection ulowasakhulayo liyeza khona manje.